Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Franklin.
It's showtime again. And the King of Nights Club proudly presents from right here in the little old Bahamas, the King Eric's Review. We would like all of you good people to please sit back, relax, and whatever you do,
enjoy yourself.
Along with us now, without further ado, here is King Eric.
And
it's
Nights!
We're gonna go next year. We're gonna visit. We're gonna go next year. What you gonna do? Come to the Bahamas. There are 700 islands in the sun. You'll have a real good time and lots of fun. In the summertime there's a Gumbe festival. Whoa. We're gonna go next year. We're gonna visit. We're gonna go next year. What you gonna do? Come to the Bahamas. There are 700 islands in the sun. You'll have a real good time and lots of fun. In the summertime, there's a Gumbe festival.
From Nassau came island in the sun. And when we start to leave, Nassau farewell. From a wine, a wedding song, you want rock and roll. In the summertime, there's a Gumbe festival. Whoa.
We're gonna go next year. We're gonna visit. We're gonna go next year. What you gonna do? Come to the Bahamas. There are 700 islands in the sun. You'll have a real good time and lots of fun. In the summertime, there's a Gumbe festival. In the summertime, there's a Gumbe festival. In the summertime, there's a Gumbe festival. In the summertime, there's a Gumbe festival.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
King Eric and his knights. College radio here. Just got to adjust a few things. Barely. Oh, there we go. King Eric and his knights, episode 46 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. The internet broadcast / radio podcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection. And we started off there with King Eric and his Knights and Come to the Bahamas, a track that's all about being a tourist. And this is part of my Calypso mania. I got really into Calypso the last 2 years and buy every Calypso record I find. I think I'm sort of coming out of that right now, but I still will go crazy for the Calypso records. To the point where I don't even know where I bought this King Eric and his Knights record, and I have like two others possibly, which is a little absurd for a 70s Calypso band that anyone should own that many. But yeah, this is, I think Calypso will define the years 2008 and 2009, 2010, 2000, I think 2011 will be mainly 9 and 10 there. That's the true Calypso wet spot for you, you know. Lots of memories in there, lots of memories, but we'll just keep on with the music and I'll pepper them throughout the show. Cause of course this show is all about me reliving my life by playing records in my record collection. And, next up is a record that I bought at a record store on Adams Avenue. It's in a house, it's run by an old man, but it's not as cool as it sounds. This is, I think the name of the artist is Calypso McNiles, and the album's just called Calypso. An American record, though, so kind of interesting. It's got a lot of the standard songs, Marianne, Rum and Coca-Cola, a lot of the just boring old 60s Calypsos. But we're going to listen to one called Go Girl Go.
Go, 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 go back to mama. I am a walking man and I can't stand no fancy living. Hey, everybody,
go, 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 go back to your man. I'm a walking man and I can't stand no fancy living.
I married you for company,
mama, mama.
Now you ain't no good to me,
mama, mama.
You always looking in a looking glass,
mama, mama.
While around the door is a long tall grass,
mama, mama.
Would everybody
go, 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 go
girl, I'm very much afraid.
Mama, mama.
So the first thing you want is a silver plate.
Mama, mama.
Then you want to live like aristocrats.
Mama, mama.
Now, who you think going to pay for that?
Mama, mama.
But everybody go, go, go. Go back to your man. I am a walking man and I can't stand no fancy
living.
One more time. Girl, I'm very much afraid.
Ma, 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 ma.
The first thing you want is a silver plate.
Ma, 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 ma.
Then you want to live like aristocrats.
Ma, 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 ma.
Now who going to pay for that?
Ma, 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 ma.
Hit everybody, go,
go, go, go.
To everybody,
go back to your mind.
Send the thing back.
Lord, be Lord. We'll be right back. That's all I can say about that. That's the Amoco Renegades playing Sweet Pan in 1984 at the Panorama 1984 Live Carnival Fever steel drum competition. Yeah, they got together all the best steel drummers in 1984, and they had a competition. And they recorded it and put out a live album that sounds so massive, so epic, that it will literally blow you away. And before that, we listened to From the Ridiculous to the Sublime. That was a bunch of unnamed people playing a song called We Will Understand It Better By and By from a Nonsuch Records, one of these like ethno-musicology releases called The Real Bahamas in Music and Song. But they don't bother really naming the singers. Well, they mention Mr. Pindar, one of the singers there. But yeah, you know, drawing the link there between the Calypso, spirituals, the blues. That's why that record exists. And we started that madness off with Calypso McNiles from his album Calypso and a song called Go Girl Go, Go Girl Go. Clearly, we're reliving my Calypso phase, which has been the last 2 years of my life. All started off when I went to New Orleans for the first time. And I was like, you know, obviously going to New Orleans, you think you're going to buy a little, some minute records, some rhythm and blues, some soul. But of course, you go to New Orleans and all that stuff's really expensive. But they did have a massive Calypso section at the Louisiana Music Factory downtown, the most reputable record store, I guess, in New Orleans. I don't know if it's the best, but yeah, anyways. And sure enough, yeah, I went through the Calypso section and I picked out a whole bunch of cheap Calypso records, and that's what got this all started off. Ended up, over the years, amassing a lot of records from the 80s and the 70s and a few from the 60s. And I love 70s Calypso. I just love it. And the 80s stuff is so hard. I mean, that song was pretty awesome by the Renegades there, Sweet Pan. It was just so massive, so epic that I just can only listen to it a few times. But, you know, the Calypso era for me has defined a lot of things. I like the repetitiveness of it. And I like the melody, of course. That kind of goes without saying. But I really like the repetitiveness. And I like the narrative, the always existing narrative in a Calypso song. And that has had the biggest impact on me. I've learned to loosen up a little. It's taught me to loosen up. And I think it's also taught me false optimism. I'm pretty sure. Still trying to figure that one out, but I mean some of this music I relate to happy times, but most of it I don't, oddly enough. Including this next track here by the Lord Saints from their Come Sailing In LP. This is a familiar song that you will recognize being covered by a very famous American group, but here is just one of the roots of such a song, the roots of such a song, Sloop John B.
I come on the Sloop John B, my grandfather and me, and around Nassau town we did roam. Drinking all night, caught into a fight. Oh Lord, I feel so break up, I just want to go home. Oh, hice up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail set. Send for the captain ashore, let me go. I want to go home, I want to go home. admit he got drunk. He's smashing the lady's trunk. So the constable had to take him away. Tell Sheriff Johnstone to leave me alone. Oh Lord, please a breakup. I just want to go home. Oh, heist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail set. Send for the captain ashore. Let me go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh Lord, I feel so break up. I just want to go home. I know the cook, he has the fits. He throw away all my grits. Then he turned around and ate up all the corn. I wasn't the man. Ooh, from that day on. Oh Lord, it's the worst trip I had since I ever been born. Oh, I saw the John B. sail. See how the mainsail set. Send for the captain ashore, let me go home. I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh Lord, I feel so break up. I just want to go home. Yeah, Lord, I feel so break up. I just want to go home.
Rock and roll comes to Nassau Town. You should have seen the way they started up the motion. When rock and roll comes to
Nassau town. They bought some records from the USA and played them. Then the natives began to jump like mad. I heard Calypso Joe, he hollered, go mad, go. When rock and roll comes to Nassau town. La 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 la. Market Street, you'll hear the crazy beat. And since they heard the news, they're wearing blue suede shoes, playing in calypso songs. They're rocking all night long. No time for drinking rum, since rock and roll to this their island. La 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 la. They had a peaceful little island in the ocean. When rock and roll comes to Nassau town, you should have seen the way they started up on ocean. When rock and roll comes to Nassau town, they got some records from the USA to play them. Then the natives began to jump like mad. I heard Calypso Joe, he hollered, go man, go. When rock and roll comes to Nassau town.
That there is the Montague 3 plus 1 and a song called When Rock and Roll Comes to Nassau Town, in case you couldn't figure out that one out. And before that, we listened to Eloise, another Bahamian, I guess you would say, and her Goombe trio, and a song called Jump in the Line, which I'm sure many of you recognize, celebrated from the movie Beetlejuice. Yeah, these are all just beat-up Calypso records. I don't know what to tell you about myself, but it is interesting, though, that I keep all my Calypso records together, separately. I don't do that with any other genre. Yeah, no other genres are together, just Calypso. So, does that tell you about my reverence for the genre, or does it tell you about time? Getting into my old age, I've started to separate. Or maybe just that I went through Calypsomania. Maybe I am suffering mania. Not really too sure. Not really too sure. But this next one is Stan Wilson, who, this is actually on Verve Records, believe it or not. But he does a bunch of calypsos, and he does a bunch of really terrible ballads. But pretty into some of the calypsos here, and here's one they call traditional. It's Kitsch.
Ah, Bernice, don't call me so. I don't like it. I want you know. Ah, Bernice, don't call me so. I don't like it. I want you know, when you call me all these sweet names, stupidness. When you're gone and I'm alone, I feel foolish. Darling, you were gonna cause me misery. But here is sweet name Bernice, keep calling me. Kitsch, come go to bed. I have a small comb to spot your head. I'm duty, Kitsch, don't make me cry. You know I love you, you're playing shy. Oh, when she called me, I take the chance. I go and lie down, but she want romance. I say, but darling, I am misled. I thought you called me to scratch me head. She say, but kitty boy, you say you want to hide. You know the reason why I tell you, come inside. I say, well, darling, yes, I think I know your aim. But why you continue to call me by this name? Kitsch, come go to bed. I have a small comb to scratch your head. I'm duty, kids, don't make me cry. You know I love you, you're playing shy. I say I'm weary, I make the groan, but still she would not leave me alone. She started to turn me and twist me so, oh, what she wanted, I do not know. She say I find you stopping long to understand, how you acting like a child and not a man. I say, but darling, I don't understand your sign. How did Dickens I could know what's in your mind? Kitch, come go to bed. I have a small comb to scratch your head. I'm duty, kitch, don't make me cry. You know I love you, you're playing shy. Well, now the lady has me in hell for what she doing. Ashamed to tell, she put the left foot on top me spine. Oh, kitchy darling, you know me mine. She say, well, don't you see me eyes are getting red? It seem you want the blood to fly up in me head. I say, well, if it cause your death is good for you, you suffering, but you won't tell me what to do. Kitch, come go to bed. I have a small comb to scratch your head. I'm duty, kitch, don't make me cry. You know I love you, you're playing shy. I know you're waiting to hear the end. I cannot tell you, I know, pretend. They pull the shades down just as I fear. The end of story comes in me ear. Kitch, come go to bed. I have a small comb to scratch your head. Kitch, you quite the guy. I'm very sorry I call you shy.
One Monday morning I woke up late. There was Mr. Monkey outside me gate. One Monday morning I woke up late. There was Mr. Monkey outside me gate. I don't know what to say, did Monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world
the
monkey won't do.
I don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
My girl came over to have a drink. I came downstairs and what do you think? Monkey had gone and let her in. Pour her out of me favorite gin. I don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I laughing, monkey laughing too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Beep bamboo, monkey bamboo too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I grin, monkey grin grin too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Get a stick, but I tell your friends that monkey was strict. When I came back, much to my disgrace, the monkey had me gal in a 1 mile race. Don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Ah, lady. I don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Me patience run out, I tell you, monsieur. I'm going to show that monkey the door. If he don't leave, I'm inviting you to have some dumpling and monkey stew. Don't know what to say, the monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I'm eating, monkey eating too.
Nothing in
monkey laughing too.
Nothing in the world a monkey won't do.
Look out, monkey, look out too.
Nothing in the world a monkey won't do.
Shake, 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 monkey shake too.
Nothing in the world a monkey won't do.
A grin, monkey he grin too.
Nothing in the world a monkey won't do.
Big drum, monkey beat drum too.
Nothing in the world a monkey won't do.
I'm monkey, hook too.
Nothing in the world a monkey won't do.
When I shake, monkey he shake too. What the city monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I don't know what the city monkey won't do.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
I grin, monkey, he grin too.
Nothing in the world the monkey won't do.
Oh Lord, this crazy monkey. Peek, 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 tiki, tiki, pop, pop.
People have toiled since time begun. Though I may sail on many a sea, but shores will always be home to me. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters. Shining sand. When morning breaks the heaven on high, I lift my heavy load to the sky. Sun comes down with a burning glow, mingles my sweat with the earth below. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father. I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. I see woman on bended knee, cutting cane for her family. I see man at the water's side, casting nets at the surging tide. Oh, island in the sun, father's hand. All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. I hope the day will never come when I can awake to the sound of drum. Never let me miss carnival when Calypso song.
Since I married Millicent, I can't play my instrument. Since I married Millicent, from the time the lady wake, she wouldn't leave the sax for heaven's sake. She says she liked to play the tune that remind her of the honeymoon.
Saxophone,
you don't leave me saxophone.
Saxophone,
I say you're blowing it out the tune.
Saxophone,
ah, you can't make the note.
Saxophone,
darling, take care, you harm your throat. Thank you.
Lily Sand had me in a fright. Take the phone and blowing it all she could. The lady wake up the neighborhood. I say, Lily Sand, that is right. You can't disturb the peace at night. The neighbors could talk is what she said. She got to blow it before she go to bed.
Saxophone,
you leave me saxophone.
Saxophone,
I say you're blowing it out the tone.
Saxophone,
ah, you can't make the notes.
Saxophone,
now take care you harm your throat. Sunday I sat down by the press, catching a half an hour rest. Lily Sand start to trouble me. Can't she allow me to play this melody? The way she lift the saxophone, you will think she biting piece of bone. Her entire mouth expanded up like a baby sucking lollipop.
Saxophone,
you don't leave me saxophone.
Saxophone,
I say you're blowing it out of tone.
Saxophone,
ah, you can't make the note.
Saxophone,
darling, take care you harm your throat. Last night behavior is the worst. Lily Sand determined to rehearse. Just as I lie down to relax, into her mouth she put the sax. A hula hula hoo she start to blow. All that I try to tell her no. The reed went soft and out of tone. She leave me with a broken saxophone.
Saxophone,
you leave me saxophone.
Saxophone,
I say you're blowing it out of tone.
Saxophone,
ah, you can't make the notes.
Saxophone,
now take care you harm your throat.
Well, another hilarious calypso there for you. That one is Woman Like Saxophone by Lord Melody, I believe. But it's on this uncredited, amazing LP called Virgin Island Calypsos, put out by R.C. Spenceley, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Totally amazing copyright infringement. But let's see, that was a long set of my favorite calypsos there. Before that, we heard Wellington, the boy wonder, playing steel drum, voice, and guitar. A song called Island in the Sun. A little change of pace there. Before that, we heard Delamore with the Monkey Song. Awesome percussion there. And we began it with the Montague 3 plus 1. Hip-hop vibe to that. Martin Conleaf and the Montague 3 plus 1. When Rock and Roll Came to Nassautown. Yeah, you know, 2010 wasn't really the year of Calypso. It was really 2008, 2009. 2010 was just, you know, I had them around and I listened to them. But I didn't go so crazy. Didn't go so crazy for them. So, I mean, I still like them. I really like the King Eric. I really like the 70s stuff we played. And makes me think of those years. A lot of things to think about. A lot of wasted time. But for now, for some reason, that's the end of the Calypso section in the records. Thank God. We've only got 15 minutes left, so a couple more tracks. But let's change the pace here. Same era, different interest. Vancouver punk. Yeah. Vancouver punk, power pop. Every time, you know, ever since I've lived away from home, I've just missed it. That's what it comes down to. And so when I go home, I buy Canadian records that I listen to in San Diego so I can feel like back at home. And this is not even just Canadian. This is West Coast, and this is not even just West Coast Canadian. This is historical. The song we're going to listen to is by a band called the K-Tells, who are also known as the Young Canadians, and it's called I Hate Music. Now, the story is, though, that when I was very young, I had a compilation called O Canada that I traded, or someone gave it to me, maybe. And it had a band called The Tonics, which I liked a lot for reasons unknown, covering this song, I Hate Music, as a sort of, you know, throwback to their influences. Early Canadian punk, but it was, you know, 20 years later. Now we're sort of beyond that quite a bit. And yeah, that was one of the first records I ever got, and we used to make fun of it a lot. Although I really like that song, and a few of these songs on this album, which is called Vancouver Complication, which was reissued 2-3 years ago, and that's why I have it, because I could find it. A lot of factual stuff there, not a lot of my life in there. Let's see, Vancouver Complication, Vancouver Punk Records, Walking Around Downtown Vancouver in the Cold. Recently, by myself, but other times, sometimes I would be visiting. I had a friend that lived there. I would be staying with them. It would be very dear. Now, just bitter, bitter cold. I brought some friends to Vancouver. That was also wonderful. Last time I was there, it was just me walking around the streets looking for records, books, and that's what I love to do in Vancouver. Not all negative, of course not. Of course not all negative. Last time I was there, I bought no records, and I did go for an amazing walk over the bridge without jumping off because the suicide phone was there. And long story about that one, but so, you know, there's the two sides to the coin always. And here are the K-Tells with I Hate Music. How appropriate.
Thank you. When I was only 15,
things you go through.
Getting caught speeding in mom's minivan at 16,
things you go through.
Local shows, thrift store clothes,
things you go through.
Drinking brews, heartbreak too. November is cold and it's dark and it is always raining.
Things you go through.
Finding a job where you finally stop complaining.
Things you go through.
Yeah, I remember the girl. Yeah, she remembers it too.
Was great, wasn't it? Not a mental breakdown at all. Last song there by the amazing Apollo Ghosts from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. A record that I went to great lengths to acquire. I got my friend Jeremy to send it to me from Victoria, promising him money and all sorts of things, two copies as a favor for someone, and turns out it was a totally useless favor, totally not appreciated at all. And is that because this album is not as good as the first Apollo Ghosts album? Or maybe it is as good, but I just haven't listened to it as much because of that sting. I don't know. Anyways, episode 45 of a complete, 45, 46, I think, of a complete Bridge record collection. Almost done.